Book 4, Chapter 8. How a little boy, dying in the same monastery, called upon a virgin that was to follow him, and how another nun, at the point of leaving her body, saw some small part of the future glory. There was in the same monastery a boy, not above 3 years old, called Aesica, who, by reason of his tender age, was being brought up among the virgins dedicated to God, there to learn his lessons. This child was seized by the aforesaid pestilence, when his last hour was come, called 3 times upon one of the virgins consecrated to Christ, speaking to her by her own name, as if she had been present, "Aedgith, Aedgith, Aedgith," and thus ending his temporal life, entered into that which is eternal. The virgin to whom he called, as he was dying, was immediately seized where she was with the same sickness, and departing this life the same day on which she had been summoned, followed him that called her into the heavenly kingdom. Likewise, one of the same handmaids of God, being smitten with the same disease, and reduced to the last extremity, began on a sudden, about midnight, to cry out to them that ministered to her, desiring they would put out the lamp which was lighted there. And, when she had done this many times, and yet no one did her will, at last she said, "I know you think I am raving when I say this, but be assured that it is not so, for I tell you truly that I see this house filled with so great a light that the lamp of yours seems to me to be altogether dark." And when still no one replied to what she said, or did her bidding, she added, "Burn your lamp, then, as long as you will, but know that it is not my light, for my light will come to me at the dawn of day." Then she began to tell that a certain monk of God, who had died that same year, had appeared to her, telling her that at the break of day she should depart to the eternal light. The truth of which vision was speedily showed by the maiden's death as soon as the day appeared.